Chazal tell us, Yofes Yichosin Shel Avdei Ovos, Mitorosin Shel Bnei Bonim. The Sikh of the Avdei Ovos, even the Sikh of the Avdei Ovos, Kal V'chomer, the Sikh of the Ovos themselves, is supposed to teach us Orchas Chaim, how to lead our lives. These parashis mitaf does good uplearning, and as Chazal tell us, Chayav Adam Loimar, and Adam is referring to me and you, all of us. Mosei Egiu Maisei LeMaisei Avoisai Maisei Avrom Yitzchak Yankiv. As off as that might seem, what I'm expected to learn from the actions of Avrom Yitzchak Yankiv and say, how could I be like them? The answer is yes. Every Jew has the vision Avrom Yitzchak Yankiv. The Lashon the Ramchal has in Derech Etz Chaim is, and he has to ask himself, how did they reach a madriga that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them so much? How could I be the same? That I'll be zoichet to the gilui of a havas of Kodesh Baruch Hu to me, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu was megala his love to them. I'm emphasizing the concept of gilui because Bar Yisrael is no musik to be masik the havas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's and that's going to every yid basher husham. What that includes, if I'm referring to that, but there is a tremendous hisgalus, a gilui of ahava towards the others. A person has the derech tzachan is magdir. A person has to say, how are they zoiche, and how could I also be zoiche? Do you have how powerful that is? How could I also be zoiche? Yes, me. Living in 2018 with the crazy world that I'm living in, I could be zoiche to the same gilui of ahava. How? By being mizbein in dark yovis. And that's why we have to be mizbein in it. And that's why yovis yichosin even of avde yovis mitarosin shol bnei bonim. Point out a claimikite, but nothing is claimed. Everything is big, but it's in a good hor. This chumashim they have it's printed chumashim they have translated into Lashon Kodesh, shtikel chav zohar, which explain pshutim shel dvarim. So this is an interesting hor there from the zohar. He brings how Avram lechatchila. He didn't ask for Marsa Machpela. He told them, Tnuliach was as kever imochel. Only afterwards, when they offered him the Mivcha Kverin Kveris Ishm Menos Kever Leichle Mivcha Kverin Mesecha, only then he went ahead and he asked for Marsa Machpela. And even then he made emphasis and he said it, Besoy Chechem. He began asking Tumli Yachuz Kever Imochem, give me the Marsa Machpela B'Soichichem Lachuz as Kover, offered full payment and paid for it, full payment more than even they made up. He ended up him giving the Marsa as Abamishak Kesef over La Soicher, even though the deal was on regular Abamishak Kesef, he gave him B'Yad Ruchov. That's the Derech of a Tzaddik, the way he's misnaig when he does business. What's the concept of Besoy Chachem? Why didn't he ask Moshe Machpel? Zok the Zoyar, very poshut. Avram was sensitive to their feelings. Not to show them, bluntly, Avram's last thing he wanted was to bury Sarah in the Beis HaKvaros of the Chitim, of Bnei Ches. Avram knew he wanted the Moshe Machpelah, Shama Kuba, the Marishan, that was the Mora which was Menuchet for Kvura. He knew that he wanted that. But he didn't come to Chatchil and tell them, I want to buy from you. I'm willing to pay for it, but I want a unique, special kaver to be separate from everyone else and to buy Marasa Machpela. He didn't make that emphasis to them. He did it b'chokhmah with an edelkeit, with a sensitivity. He didn't want to show them that he won't be buried with them. He asked them, "Tumli achuz kever imochem." Now we have to appreciate Avram was an Avram ha'ivri. What's the name Ivri that Avram, that's the kinui we have in Avram? Chazal say the word Ivri means kol ha'olam ba'iver echad, and he's ba'iver acher. He made himself very distinct, that he's very, very different from everyone else. Ever since he was a young kid, he was a nirdof al yidei Nimrod. In a big time. And he ended up throwing him into Kivshan HaEsh. He claimed to the whole world that he's different, and he's very, very different. By Dor HaAflaga, he stood and he claimed he's very, very different. He wasn't going along with the trend. He wasn't going along with everyone else. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to showing who you are and what you are in the self-definition, you have to be an Avroma Ivri. But where there's no reason to make that emphasis, stam, where, I'll be buried, chuzas kever, with the Edelkeit, chuzas kever imochem. What's the chuzas kever imochem? He was trying to get to the Marsam Machpelah, but even then, he didn't tell them, oh, Taka, I want my own Myra to be separate. Give me the Marsa Machpelah, which is B'soichichem, L'achuz Haskover. Even talking in business, with the Edelkeit, be careful not to hurt someone else. Be careful, try to make the other guy feel good. Avraham Avinu is in a massive of a tremendous Avelus. Don't forget the other guy. Speak mit der Edelkeit. Bei Stachul Amoritz. How Chazal and Madgish. Listen to the Medrash over here. How many Kulmusim were broken? On the 10 times it says Bnei Ches. What Chazal is saying? The Torah says Bnei Ches 10 times. It gives the whole parasha. How he buys and how many Kulmusim when Sofrei Stam, the past 3,300 years, ever since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, kinesinoso ois ba'ois, the way the Torah was given to us. We got the Torah with 10 times Bnei Ches. A Sofer, if he'll write one bays of Bnei Ches not properly, if the bays will be lacking in its little tail at the bottom of the bays, the whole Sefer Torah is going to be puzzled. If the base is going to be broken, the whole Sefer Torah is puzzled and there's no Kedusha Sefer Torah on the Sefer Torah. So Chazal say, how many kulmusim of suffering over the generations were broken as they were sharpening their kulmus to be able to write these words, Bnei Ches, properly? It teaches us Derech Eretz. He's living with the Bnei Ches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him the earth to be his. He didn't go over to them and tell me, well, Chevra, the real earth is really supposed to be mine. Lamaisa, in the meantime, you're holding on to it. So I'm willing to pay. Nay, we're supposed to learn from the Ovis Vitzuretn how to deal with people. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to him yet? Okay. He has to buy it from them? Yes. Chazal say it was one of the Asar Nisyonis. That Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him Eretz Yisrael, and then even when he had to bury Sarah, he didn't have where to bury her. He had to buy Achuzas Kever because he was a Ger V'Soshav Anoichi Yimochem. But he wasn't like Loit, who allowed his Royim to go be roya b'zdois acherim, while claiming, well, I'm the Yerush of Avraham Avinu. He doesn't have kids. And the Oretz was promised to Avraham Avinu, so it's already all mine. Haknani, priz Yosha Vosba Oretz, is not his yet. Vit Tzuredin, in such a situation, how to speak, is to learn from the Dark Yovas. Tzuriach is his kever imochem, like bros meisi shamo. They told him, whatever you want, oh, so he'll buy. But even then, he won't emphasize, yeah, I really want the Marsa Machpelah to be separate from you guys. No. This is how to speak to a goy. Bnei Ches. Weiter, we find a ganz arichus niflo the shlichus of Eliezer, Eved Avrom. Avram sending him to find an Isha for Yitzchok. he sees the tremendous hashgacha pratis and everything he was doing. So he stands to daven as he reached Aram Naharaim, Leis Tzis HaShoyavis, Leis Erev. He davens, he makes a nichush, the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us it was a nichush. The Gemara says, some people in Tanakh made a nichush shaloi kohagin, but they were answered kohagin. One of them is Eliezer of Avraham. He made a nichush. Told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show him who's the right one. He shouldn't have to go get involved too much in the benois Hamokim of Choron, nay, Eved Gens Aram Naharaim, Elir Nochor, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakrin and Lefonev Asei Chesedim Adoni. So he made a Nichush. Hinonoi Chinitzav Al Ein Amayim, Ubnoi San Sher Yoyzit Lishomayim, Vahoy Anar Asher Oymar Le, I'll ask her, Hati Nois Kadei Veeshte, and she'll answer me, Shsei, Vigam Gmalecho Ashke, Oyso Hoy Chachto, that she's the right one. For Yitzchak, now, why was it wrong? The Gemara says it could have been that it would have been a sick girl from a bad mishpacha. Come, how does he make such a nichush? But the Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him kohagin, and out, and it was Rivka Taka came. Kadosh Baruch Hu's masavim that it was Rivka who came. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him kohagin. But Salevi points out that even though it was seemingly a poshta maisa nichush, ober, there's a yesod over here. The Torah is also teaching us sensitivity and how a person should do chesed. I would say the aleph that the Torah is teaching us, as the Rosh Yeshiva points us out, learn from this pasha what's important in shiduchim. What's the most important thing to look for in a shidduch? Good midas. Good midas. Good skat. Beis HaLevi points out, a bissel mer. He calls it that there's three things that Eliezer saw over here. I'll phrase it in my phrase. He saw good skat of midas together with sensitivity, together with Pikchas and Chochmah. Three things. Where do you see the three things in the Snichosh? Zayir Poshet. What did he ask for? Vayor said, Likros, Vayim, Hagmi no ma'at ma'im mikadech. Give me a bit of water to drink from your kad. Okay. What does she do? She gave him the cup to drink from. Vatmaher, Tazrizus, Kedarkum Shal Tzadikim, Vatirat Kado Al Yodo, Vatashkei. Vatachala Ashkoi, so she sees he had enough. Then she tells him, Gamlik Malecho Eshov, Ad in Kilu Lishtois. She said two things. I'll be Shoyev for your Gmalim, and I'll give them enough until they finish drinking and they have enough. What does she do? Vatmaher, vatar kado. She empties the rest of her kad el hashoykes. Vatoratz oid la ber lishoyv vatishav lechol gmalo. She goes and runs back to the bear and she fills up for all the gmalim till they drink their fill. Zok the beis alevi a very poshta zach. He asked her to drink from the kad. She didn't pour him a cup because Hitaki didn't ask him. He said, he made an emphasis, give me to drink from the cup. Okay. He made a poshta trick. He wanted to see chokhmah and sensitivity. What is she going to do now? He's going to drink from the cup. But he's a human being, not a camel. She come with a cup. How much is he going to drink? 2-3 cups maximum in one shot? Okay. He's going to be, as thirsty as he is, he still can't drink more than 3 cups in one go. Won't work. Okay, there's a full cut. What is she going to do with the rest of the cut? If she'll take it with her back home, it's stupid, it's not b'chochma. He has germs. It's wrong to use from the same mayim that someone drank from directly from that mayim. The Gemara says you don't drink from a kosher shosa by chaveira. Elamai, she'll pour it out. It's not being sensitive. It's embarrassing the guy to his face. That there's something wrong with the water that he drank from. Even though you're not supposed to do it, but you don't show the guy straight to his face that you won't drink from his cup. From his cup. Okay. He finishes drinking. Then she tells him, she has a trick. Very poshut. She also, with chochma. She says, Gam li gmalecho ashke. I'll give you gmalim too. Now she has what to do with the rest of the water in a smart way. She has a way of getting rid of it without embarrassing, without being not sensitive to him. Chochma, with sensitivity. But again, if she'll just empty the rest of the kad, it might be quite obvious that she's just giving the gmalim to drink because of to empty out the kad. No, so she'll empty out this kad, and now she'll go fill up all the other kadim. She'll fill up in order to adim kilu lishtas, she tells him. She'll give the gmalim adim kilu lishtas. Three things. Chesed, sensitivity, with chochma. It's the yisod of midas toivus. Sometimes you have bali chasodim, but not sensitive. And sometimes it's with a tipshus, and it's nishkan chesed. A true chesed has to be with sensitivity and with pikchus, with seichel. The Gemara in the Dorim, the fourth parak, tells us on the pasuk of Ashri maskil eldol b'roim ro'o yimaltehu Hashem. Pasuk in Tehillim, Mem Aleph, Ashri maskil eldol. What is it, the concept of maskil eldol? Says the Gemara, it refers to Bikur Cholim. And the Gemara over there has a whole sugya of how to be Mavakir Cholim. Why is it called maskil eldol? You use your maskil, you use your seichel, how to take care of a doll, of a cholim. The Gemara says, come at sensitive times. You have to be mizboinen, what he's lacking. And the Gemara gives the hilchas bikur cholim in that circle. The Gemara says, and that person is zoiche to the hemshech of the avtocha. B'roim ro'o yimalteu Hashem. Hashem yichayeu v'usha ba'oret v'altinei b'nef v'shoivov. Kapitel Mem Aleph is referring to someone who's a maskil eldol. Taking care of a doll is not enough. You have to be a maskil. Mutaseichel. I'll share a story with you of an example as a bocher that irked me and taught me a strong lesson. As a bocher in Ponovich, already fifth year, like, but we had a boy who joined our year. Fifth year, I mean, we back then, first of all, we began earlier, but Israeli yeshivas, yeshiva katanas don't have 4 years, they have 3 years, so Benkach, we were a bit younger. Equivalent, fifth year by us is equivalent to what fourth year is today. Okay, so a boy joins the fifth year chevra, he's already not part of the chevra. The guy's already 4 years in yeshiva together. He comes into the fifth year. Naturally, he won't be part of the chevra. Specifically, in Ponovich, the time there were already no shiurim. There was nothing unifying. But from our year, just that. In fact, we were considered vad chamishi. Okay, good. Now, Leipach, this boy was a Sephardi boy who came from Kiryat Shmoneh. His father had a connection to the Ponovich Rov, who he had an older brother who lived in yeshiva, but Betzim, socially, coming from Kiryat Shmoneh, not being the regular, coming from a different background, like Gamrei, from most of the boys in yeshiva, he came out of no shaykh to the chevra. Okay. But guys tried to be mekar of him, of course, he became one of the chevra, more or less. It was the second or third week of Elul's month. We're sitting Friday night, Shabbos table. The way the Shabbos table in Ponovich at the time, back my times, was tables of six. Two and two. Two guys on each side. Okay. Small, many tables of six. That's the way. So we had our Shabbos table of six guys. One of them was this new boch. Kderach. Happened Abrak summer. End of Elul still. The picture of Petel finished. So there's a big pot of petal with ice in the dining room. So one guy would get up and go fill up the pitcher of petal and come back to the table. Okay, so the pitcher finishes. So this bocher, this new guy from Kiryat Shmoneh, takes the pitcher and he goes running to fill up the pitcher with petal. So he comes back to the table. And he offers to pour, to fill up a cup of the bocher sitting next to him. So bocher takes his cup and says, no, as long as I'm able to pour for myself, I'll take for myself. It's okay. I'm sitting there at the table. My blood was boiling. Stinking gyver. And what's coming across over here? This bocher, what's he saying? As long as I'm able to take for myself, I'll take for myself. Vas is? What's so stinking in the gyver here? Forgive me for learning up a schlechte meise, but it comes to teach, I'm doing it for a purpose. There's an inyan taka of a person not to be a noitel, to take from others. And if you want to get into the philosophy behind it, you can open a Michtav Me'eliyo. He has a whole kuntras on someone being a noisein. And if a person, by nature, is always taking from others, it takes away from his being a noisein, a bal chesed. The opposite of a bal chesed is a person who's always egoistic and always looking to take for himself. So there's an inyan of soina matonis yechye. A person l'chatchila should not be dependent on others. Fakir. A person should have an ayin toiva, always giving to others. So this, and that attitude, I'll repeat the stupid sentence that was said. If I'm able to take, as long as I'm able to take for myself, I'll take for myself. Why am I still boiling, thinking back on the story? If he would give the guy a smile and politely say thank you and take, would he be taking or he would be giving? He'll be giving. I mean, of course he's getting, yes. But there's certain situations where taking or accepting is giving. A sweet new boy trying to become one of the chevret, it's obvious. He goes to fill up he's trying to do something for you. Make him feel good and take it and say, and give him a smile and say thank you. What are you, being a jerk, a behemoth gasa? As long as I'm able to take for myself, I'll take for myself. Choshev a guy. It's certain mitanechbodus, you know. I'm not a noitel. I'm not saying I'm a tonis yichya as a sort of person. Forgive me for the gruesome details. 6 months after this guy was married, he was divorced. For many years, he was the first and the only guy from all of our chevra who such a tragedy happened to. When I heard about it, it was a wrong shidduch and she was a crazy girl. It was all her fault, 100%. Rabbi said, it's nishkin pele. A behemoth gasa, he'll suffer his whole life and now everyone next to him is also going to suffer. A person doesn't work out his midas when he's younger. In a social setting of a yeshiva, that it's the bais medrash of midas toivis HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is living a social regular life. A person doesn't work out his midas in his younger years as a bocher, he'll live a life of gehenim for himself, a and foremost, and gehenim for everyone next to him. A mensch darf sein agute. To be good. Goodness is in the definition of what being Jewish is all about. Zu sein a gute. Zusammen with sensitivity and mit seichel. A gute doesn't mean... I'm sure this guy was a very nice, good guy. You never can catch him actually probably being malbim pnei chaver berabim or actually fighting with someone. Correct. I'm angry at him for the dakus, for the lack of sensitivity, for the nuance, for understanding what chesed is. And I'm just expressing it to you for Musar Haskel. Seicha daf min hoben. Sensitivity daf min hoben. Umid daf zan agute. The aside of going to Olam Haba, as Rosh Hashiva spoke, Leil Yom Kippur. Is being Yodei Aderech Hashem, which as the Rambam says, is Midas Toivus. Shitas HaRambam is, Ramal B'Pnei Chavei B'Rabim En L'Chedek L'Olam Haba. Why? As he says in Perish Mishnayis, he's just Mufka from being Shaykh to Olam Haba. It's not it's a Maisa Aveira that on that he's deserving not to go to Olam Haba like someone who's Mechal Shabbos or someone who's Nichshal in Kores. No. Malam B'Pnei Chavei B'Rabim, it's a Simen. He's Mufka. If he can be a Machan Hashem L'Chaveira, you can be a Malam B'Pnei Chavei B'Rabim, he's not B'Toiras. There's no room for him in Gan Eden. He's not shaykh to that whole type of spiritual life. He's mufka from it. Just read it inside, again, to make the emphasis. You heard this from Rosh Yeshiva, hopefully. And if not, you'll be hearing it. If you didn't notice, he spoke about it. He speaks about it all the time. In Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam gives a clear definition what a person needs for Olam Haba. All our riches. Torah zu eitz chayim in perek chi in hilchas tshuva. Torah zu eitz chayim v'kol ha'oise kol ha'kosuv bo. Someone who does all which everything which the Torah says to do. V'yoydoi deyo gemura, and he knows the Torah deyo gemura with the klarkai nechoino zoiche bo chayil ha'bo. The Rambam continues, Agam Tzariches. Then he says, Nim tso perush kolosim abroches vaklolos al derech ze. Kloy mar, mavadtem sashem besimcha, ushmartem darkoi. Mashpia lochem abroches eilu umarche kaklosim kem, ashti pnuyim nischakim batoyre velasik bo, kidei she itizku lechaylam abo. And then he's mamshich, and Chas V'Shalom, what's the punishment? That a person is torud, and he doesn't have tov yisrael mazeh, in a way that it takes him away from being oisik batoyre, u'bechochmo, u, and he's not shomer darkoi. Hamevi l'chai olam abo. And then he's ma'aveit shnei olamis. Now what's shmiras darkoi? What's the shmiras haderech that's needed? The Rambam says, in Hilchas Deis, what the Shmiras HaDerech is. In the end of Perek Aleph Hilchas Deis, the Rambam is that all Midas Toivus is part of the Mitzvah Saseh, and that's Perek Aleph Hilchas Deis, is Lehidamis Bedrocha, to be Dovuk in Midas Toivus. And he refers to the Midas, and Haloch Perek Aleph Haloch Zayin, which he calls deyos. V'ketzed yargul adam b'deyos eilad sheyikovu boy. How does a person train himself to become a baal midas toivus? Yase v'yishne v'yishalish. He has to do actions of midas toivus. B'maisim sho'ose al pi ha'deyos. Ha'im tzoyos. The mamutza. V'yachzer bem tomid, you act it out. You act out ma'isim of chesed, of chesed, of chesed, of chesed. Ad shi ma'isim kalim olav, till it becomes a second nature. V'lo yeh bem terach olav yikovu adeiz benafshein. He'll be nikva. And that's the mitzvah asei de'oraisa v'holachto bedrocho. To be holich in the derech Hashem. And then he refers to why is it called derech Hashem? Fish Hashem is el nikru b'mayyotzev ha-maderech ha-beinayish ha-chayovim l'alechez bo nikru derech zu derech Hashem v'hi sheli made Avram avinu lebonov. That was the Torah that Avram taught to his children shenemar ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav ez bonov ez beis ha-achrov v'shomru derech Hashem. And the derech, this is what's always referred to as being the derech Hashem. V'hoylech b'derech zu mevi toivo u'brocha la'atzmai shenemar l'man hovi Hashem al Avram is asher diber olav. So Rambam tells us, what is it to be hoylech b'drochav? What's the derech Hashem? Deyos. Midos. Being koini these midos toivis. As we said. Does he yisod to zayin ayid? It's the yisod of being Jewish. Okay, there's a lot here, but we'll stop here today. I just want to be a mezarzam mezurazim. It's a very short Friday. Shki is very early. Rabbis, I have it in mind. We basically have less than 4 hours to Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem, mitazrizus. All hachonas for Shabbos are a mitzvah, but the greatest mitzvah is to be ready early for Shabbos. If it comes 4 o'clock, you haven't had a shower yet, drop it. Hadlokas there, it says 10 past 4. Be'ezer Hashem, don't forget, we got to be early on time. A guten Shabbos.